is Scotty Mitchell, friend of the show, MLB reporter for TSN, goes two under the radar Blue Jays prospect notes. 2023 20th rounder Kai Peterson, 6'1" lefty out of Sierra JC in California, was hitting 92 to 95 miles an hour in a pen session the other day. He'll be given a chance to start, and we can probably see him in the Florida State League. And if he does well, look for him in Vancouver as early as midsummer, which, you know, for some of these young guys that were just drafted last year, if you can get to Vancouver in your first year, look out. I mean, you're going to hit bumps in the road, but pretty cool. And then the other guy to watch out for, right-handed pitcher Gason Urbiz, 23 years old. He's been showing a filthy slider and sitting regularly around 96 miles an hour. So pretty impressive there. And then he also brought up, let's just talk here. Right. Lefty Kendrys Rojas. So he's number 10 on Scotty Mitchell's top 50 prospects, but he's been touching 97 to 98. He had him touching 93 to 94 just back in January. So he's already really ramped up. You can check out his breakout list, and it really breaks it down. So if you just go to tsn.ca there and look in the baseball section, it's one of the top articles posted. But yeah, Scotty Mitchell, man, like, I love that there's someone who is so thorough with prospects that is in the mainstream media. Like, don't get me wrong, I love what Nene Takes does, you know, like, there's guys out there, Jay's Prospectus, you know, like, there's independent guys that are following these affiliates and following the prospects coming up. But I just love when, you know, the more mainstream can get it out, because that's what most people are following, right? Like, most people are getting their baseball news from Sportsnet or TSN, unless they're really nerdy and watching a podcast, right? Like, so Scotty Mitchell, check out his article there, because, yeah, some really cool names in there that we haven't heard before, because they're not those AAA guys that are knocking on the door. You know, there aren't any Addison Bargers or, you know, Aroldis Martinez or stuff in this list. It's the guys that we're going to be talking about in a year or two once these other guys have graduated. So anyways, great job by Scotty Mitchell. Always love when he steps in here and gives us some time to talk some prospects with us. Okay, Joey Votto. What was your first reaction? What was your first reaction when they first signed him?
Go to Google and look up the quote he has about how little fucks he gives about playing in Canada or anything to do with Toronto. I'm still not over it. I'm still holding a grudge. I know I should move on. I've forgiven a lot of other people in my life that I've never met. I just have a hard time. This is...
You and Avery from Gate 14. You're like, there's no forgiveness there. And I will say that
look, it's not even like
he did come out after and he did say that a lot of it stemmed from being grilled about James Paxton and his no-hitter, and he was like, there was a little bit of jealousy there. I didn't really like that in an interview all of a sudden, just because he's Canadian, he gets brought up and I'm supposed to support him, but I should have. And he's like, it's shitty how I reacted. And I get it. We all have those moments. He seems genuine. He seems genuine in truly wanting to be in Toronto and truly wanting to go home. In the fact that there were major league offers on the table from non-contending teams, and he took a minor league deal to try and work his way up onto the Jays roster. Like, it's funny, because when he first signed, dude, I was like, this is such a play by the front office to try and smooth some of this fan base hate down. You know, even if Vogelbach beats him out, at least you gave Joey a chance, the Canadian kid, right? But then when I started to see the press conference and how Joey was talking about it, I'm like, man, this 40-year-old guy who's a borderline Hall of Famer is prepared to go start in Buffalo to work his way on to the team. I don't know, man. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean, everything about it, other than I fucking could care less to see his childhood photos of him in a high chair with a Toronto Blue Jays bib and like, fuck off with that. That's the only thing where I'm like, no, like, you don't get to do that. So, as far as like, if he was just a guy from Cincinnati and had literally had no Canadian ties and we were just like, oh, we got this old, like, we signed Josh Donaldson to a fucking AAA deal, non-roster invite. Cool. Like, that's about where I'd be on the radar of like, yeah, I guess it's good to have depth, veteran depth in AAA. You know, if someone goes down, cool. It's good to have an option there. But I'm so over the, and I totally acknowledge that I might be in the minority on this, and I know we've got a lot of comments. Like Mish in the Patreon is excited to have Joey Votto here, and a lot of
Oh, my
people
wife. My
are
wife
pumped on
lost
it.
her mind, dude. Like,
Sure.
Taylor was losing her mind. She's like, "You're gonna get me a Votto jersey, right?" I'm like, "Shh, he probably won't make
I'll get you
the
a Votto Bisons jersey.
team." Yeah.
No, like, I have no beef with anybody who is excited about Votto on the Blue Jays. I just don't care to see anything to do with the, like, oh, this is a cool story. Like, this probably our next best chance at a Canadian Hall of Famer, which, I mean, is up for debate if he's a Hall of Famer. I know when we talked to Joel's adamant that 3 years ago, absolutely was a Hall of Famer as a 300 career average, 400 career on base percentage, and 500
And
career
500
slugging,
slug.
which
Yeah.
is like one of, I think he's one of 15 players to be in that club, and all everybody else is in the Hall of Fame. But he's since
Yeah, Joel's thing is
lost.
he played too long. Yeah.
He's no longer in the 300 career batting average club, and so on. So, like, yeah, I don't know if that. It's an interesting argument to see how that goes down. Regardless, he is the closest thing we have right now to a Canadian candidate for Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. And on
I
top of
just.
that, I mean, if you start to look at his stats, he's 25 hits away from tying Larry Walker's hits. So if he hits 26 this year, he's going to break the
All time
Canadian record
Canadian.
for most hits. He's 26 home runs away from breaking Larry Walker's most home runs by a Canadian. I
He'll
don't think he'll
like
hit 26 dingers this year, but I mean, that would be a hell of a.
he'll for sure be inducted into the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame, right?
Oh, without a doubt. They can't wait to get their mitts on that.
But does he show up for his induction ceremony is the question. Does he give a shit?
I think he does. I
I
mean,
think he does
all the
too.
American players did. I mean, Johnny Olerud was there last year, super excited about it. So I don't know, like.
All right, one more time. Here's the quote in regards to Paxton's no-hitter in Toronto. Couldn't give a rat's ass about being the Paxton being the first Canadian to throw a no-hitter in Canada. He says, "I don't care almost at all about Canadian baseball. I wasn't raised inside of Canadian baseball, really. I'm coming up on half my life being in the United States, working and being supported by American baseball. As far as Toronto and Canadian baseball and the country of Canada and being Canadian, I don't care at all." Look,
Yep.
he's free to say what he says. It's cool he apologized. Maybe it was a moment of jealousy and frustration. I get it. But like, actions have consequences. And your consequences here is that Adam is going to hold it against you forever. So if you can live with that,
You can live with that,
then say whatever you
yeah.
want. Yeah, I'm into him as a depth piece in AAA. Adding a 40-year-old guy who can for sure, like, if Vlad has bad tacos and we need a month of first base play and Joey Votto's the next guy up, like,
Yeah.
cool. Or I guess if Justin Turner or Vogelbach is the full-time first baseman, but now Votto's the break glass in case of fire guy who's on the bench and whatever. Cool. Like, I'm cool with him as a player. I'm just over the story of it all, because he himself told us that we shouldn't care about it. So, but now that he's in a position of like, oh, I'm going to get all these accolades, it's like, meh, I don't get over it, man. Like, it's hypocritical. It's insincere. I don't know. I should just forgive him because he apologized, but I don't. So there it is.
And that is 100% fair. I forgive him. And I don't feel it's disgenuine. I actually, he's coming across very sincere, but he did say those things. And those words came from somewhere, even if they were a place of jealousy and being shitty at the time. And you know what, man? It's hard for me to hold a grudge against him because I feel very similarly towards Canadian comedy and the entertainment industry in this country. So, like, you know, we're writing this show right now, and if for some reason it gets picked up and becomes a big success and we're known as like, well, like great writers, am I gonna sit around and tout the Canadian entertainment industry that got me there? No. Like, I had to plow my own road this whole freaking time, you know. Like, it's like if Just for Laughs wants me to go to the festival after like I have a credit, you know, like, Just for Laughs has done nothing for me. Go fuck yourself. Like, I don't know. Like, I know this is a bitter, shitty place, but I get where Joey's coming from.
Yeah. All right. What if? Nah, I don't even know where I'm going with that. It's toxic positivity. Cheers to Joey Votto being the most Canadian, greatest Canadian.
And listen, there's I love cool sports stories, and this is very likely just a blip on the 2024 Blue Jays radar, but there is the potential for this to be an insane story of a 40-year-old who works his way back from the minor leagues after 2 years of injury, not being offered the opportunity by the team that drafted him and he played with for 21 years, and then to come home to his home country, hometown, play for the home team, and be a contributor. I mean, you can't write that shit.
Yeah. Okay, I know I just griped on Joey Votto for 15 minutes. Here's one story about him that I do enjoy. June 2021, I don't know if you remember this story. He got ejected from a game, and there was a little girl, like 5-6 years old. She had like her like number one Joey Votto fan t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets ejected, I think, pretty early in the game. And then there was like some shots of her like just bawling her eyes out because like
yeah,
the player's not there. And then he like signed a ball and gave it to her and stuff, and or sent it to her, I guess.
Yeah.
That's like, that's good. That's more of that would be good. But yeah. I don't know. If I've been able to forgive Bryce Harper, I could probably forgive Joey Votto, but it's going to take some work. If Joey Votto gets hit in the face with a fastball, that'll go a long way for me being like, all right, we're even.
Yeah. And you know what will really go a long way to being even is Joey Votto contributing to a winning team. And, you know, I think all will be forgiven if he can play heroics a few times this season. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I mean, you play your whole career in Cincinnati, you learn how to win. That's what they say, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it's a very old saying that goes back to the 1900s when that was actually true. Yes. Okay, let's move on. Unless you had anything else to add on Blue Jays at all, we'll get into the MLB part of it.